Good afternoon. High pressure is building in behind the storm that brought all the rain and wet snow yesterday across the region, but skies will remain mostly cloudy across our area during the day today. Exceptions will be sunshine that mixes in across the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, where temperatures should reach the middle and upper 40s today. And parts of the valley locations north of I-90 will see some hints of sunshine or some breaks in the cloud cover to reveal partly sunny skies. And in these places, temperatures will be in the lower to mid 40s for daytime highs. This will help in the melting process across the region from all the snow that fell during the day on Monday and into Monday night. As we get into tonight, skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy, and it will be dry, with readings back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Another system will head in our direction during the day on Wednesday from the Ohio Valley. Right now, it looks like it'll shear far enough off to the south to bring mostly cloudy skies for the day on Wednesday, but rain and snow showers will be confined to southern sections of New York and New England with little or no accumulation. Highs on Wednesday will be back into the lower to mid 40s. Behind this system, we'll have some sunshine early on Thursday before another disturbance swings through. Clouds will be on the increase with highs near 50, and skies will remain mostly cloudy, but it should stay mostly dry also on Friday in the lower 50s. By the weekend, it looks like a chance of showers will come back into the picture on Saturday with highs in the upper 40s before a more potent storm brings more widespread rain to the region on Sunday, although temperatures will be on the milder side in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, drier weather will continue to return to the I-95 corridor this afternoon as high pressure makes a brief stop over the region behind the storm that brought the heavy wet snow. Now another storm is going to track out of the southwest and into the central and southern plains. Modest precipitation amounts are expected with this storm system as it emerges onto the plains. Precipitation will increase in both coverage and intensity as it taps into the Gulf of Mexico moisture. Moderate to heavy rain is expected to spread across portions of the central plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, and Appalachians this afternoon and into tonight. Thunderstorms associated with this system could produce severe weather from portions of the central and southern plains to the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. Localized areas of flash flooding are also possible in these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Escort Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1976, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with some light drizzle and partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of a few rain or snow showers, primarily south of I-90 in the lower to mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday near 50. Mostly cloudy but dry Friday, lower 50s. Chance of shower Saturday in the upper 40s. A good chance of rain on Sunday in the lower to mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.